This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how we must first go deeper to go higher. And lately, I've been talking about how God chooses us for greater assignments and ultimately for greater blessings. And I spent quite a bit of time talking about Gideon's life as an example of someone who saw themselves even as unworthy and unqualified to receive God's call. And sometimes I've been in that place myself, but what I have found that puts me in the right frame of mind to be more purposeful and to receive greater is to be in a deeper place and communion with God. In other words, if I want to go higher, I must first go deeper with Him. And when I studied the scriptures, I noticed how Jesus goes deeper to go higher. And specifically in the Gospels, Jesus spends a lot of time teaching and healing. But if we look closely, there is a pattern. And so He typically taught, healed, and then He withdrew to the wilderness to be in deeper communion with God. And this is a pattern that we see He repeated over and over again. He taught, He healed, He withdrew to some remote area to be with God. And what we can draw from this is the effectiveness of His work was directly linked with His communion with God. It is really the foundation of all other actions. So let us cling to these words as we inspire ourselves for greater. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, go deeper with God and go higher in your endeavors.